Congratulations on the award.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What does it mean to you coming in with the Patriots and to win this award?
It definitely means a lot to me. I knew when they first drafted me that I was going to a winning organization and guys that would support me. You know, it had older guys on the team that I knew I could learn from. And, you know, I look at it as a team award because I couldn't have done it without those guys.
Kind of alluded to when you were first drafted, I think it might have been your first press conference with the media, you sort of alluded to the fact that one of your goals might have been to try to be the best you can be and to win this award. Do you feel like you've sort of a mission accomplished for this season as far as your personal goals?
Like you said, that was one of my goals coming to the season, one of my personal goals coming to the season. But, you know, the team goals, they came first, and, you know, we fell short. You know, even though we won 11 games, you know, my main goal was to make it to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. But, you know, it's definitely an honor to get this award, and hopefully I can build off this and have a successful campaign next year.
Gerard, there were some people who thought that the complicated schemes of the Patriot defense would be a little tough to grasp, actually. How tough was it for you?
It was really tough, to be honest. It was a lot of hours after practice with Coach Patricia, you know, linebacker coach, and a lot of hours with Bruschi and those other guys. So, you know, I couldn't have done it without those guys, you know, helping me spend the extra time with me on and off the field. And, you know, I'm still not to the point where, you know, I'm just out there reacting and things like that, but I pretty much have the basics of the play.
Gerard, congratulations again. You know, when you came in, did you expect that you would be a starter from day one and start all the way through the season the way you did, or was that kind of a surprise that you went starting all 16 games?
It definitely was a surprise. You know, those guys had won 18 games the previous year, so it really wasn't too much in my mind that you could do to improve on an 18-win team. But the opportunity presented itself to go in and play, and, you know, Coach Belichick and Coach Pease and Coach Patricia had enough faith and confidence in me to put him in the game, and, you know, hopefully I didn't disappoint.
Gerard, you're now the third inside linebacker in a row to win this award. What do you think it is about your particular position that allows players of your caliber to make plays in the NFL to such a degree that you're able to win this award?
Well, we're pretty much in the middle of everything. You know, the inside linebacker on defense, you know, they make the calls. They, you know, they're always running. I feel like if a defensive player is always running around, especially at the linebacker position, he'll come into some plays, and that's what happened this year.
Gerard, what are your plans for the offseason? Will you be here in Foxborough, bouncing back and forth between VA and Foxborough? What are your plans and some of your goals, I guess, for the offseason?
To be honest with you, for the most part, I'll be here in Foxborough, you know, trying to get better. It's a nonstop thing for me. Football is my life. I play football. I love football. You know, I'm gonna study, you know, this past season, the things I did well, the things I did poorly, and try to improve on those things. You know, I feel like there's still a lot of room for me to improve my game. You know, I meet with the coaches and things like that and ask them, you know, what can I do to get better? You know, I'm trying to have a great season next year and hopefully make it to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl.
Gerard, first time in your career you had to play a season this long, you know, a professional season a lot longer than a college or high school season, but did it seem like it went by really fast?
Not at all. The season, it's been a long season, you know, but at the same time I was really excited, you know, to keep going. You know, I was really disappointed that we had to end the season the way we did. You know, everybody talks about the rookie wall and things like that. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and be like, you know, my body wasn't getting tired or mentally I wasn't getting tired. But at the same time, you know, as the season wore on, the last two or three games, I started getting that extra energy, you know, in anticipation that we were going to go to the playoffs. So, you know, it's a long season, but at the end of the day, you know, the main goal is to win the Super Bowl, and I'm sure I could have made it in the rest of those games.
Gerard, could you talk a little bit more about the way that the veterans helped you out? I mean, obviously, we've seen it before where a young player comes in, and even though he might be the guy who takes somebody's job at some point, veterans are usually very, very diligent about helping that kid learn the ropes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, coming out of college, I had heard horror stories about, you know, different teams and how, you know, coming in as a rookie, the guys really won't help you and things like that. So I came in to the Patriots organization, you know, thinking the worst, like, these guys aren't going to help me, they're not going to want me to play or anything like that. But it was the exact opposite. You know, when I first walked through the door, Bruschi was there, you know, Brady, they sent me down, welcomed me, and, you know, told me if I needed anything, you know, to holler at him, we exchanged numbers. And from that day forward, you know, the older guys like Bruschi, Rodney Harrison, Vrabel, Dallas Thomas, all those guys have really taken me under their wing, and I tried to learn as much as I can from them how to be a professional on and off the field.
Gerard, how much harder did it get for you during the year when you guys, Rodney and AD and Teddy there at the end, when those guys not only weren't out on the field, which may have changed your role a little bit, but in terms of being a sounding board as well?
To be honest, it didn't really change anything. You know, of course, I missed those guys out there, especially Bruschi. He was like an older brother to me on the field and off the field. But, you know, we still, you know, we talked every day or whatever and went over game plan things. But, you know, on the field, you know, we had guys really step up and play some good football. You know, I was out there with another rookie, Gary Guyton. You know, he played some good football this year. And, you know, it really was a case of people stepping in, filling in those roles nicely. So, smooth transition.
You're only the second Patriot ever to win this award, Gerard. Only Mike Haynes in 76 was the other one. Not even Andre Tippett, who's in the Hall of Fame, won this award. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. Like I said earlier, it's a great honor. And I look at it more as a team award, you know, because I couldn't have done it without, you know, 75 in front of me, 93, none of those guys. You know, those big guys in front of me are the secondary, you know, keeping the ball, you know, in front of them and things like that. So I see it as a team award.
I'll just end it with this one then. Gerard, now that your rookie season is over, you said at the beginning of it that this was one of your personal goals. Is maybe now a personal goal going into your second season going to be to try to win the NFL Defensive Player of the Year award?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I set my goals high. But at the same time, you know, we've always been told to manage our expectations. So, you know, my main goal is to get to the Super Bowl and win it, you know, first and foremost. And if we do that, I'm sure my personal goals will fall in place.
Thanks, Gerard.
Thanks, Gerard. Congratulations.